The Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph talks about ha'osa sukkaso mu'uva kimin bayis, that if you make the sukkah, that the schach is so thick that it's almost like the roof of a house. Obviously, we're not talking about the roof of a house, that it would keep the rain out, as we've discussed this before, and this is mentioned in Tosfos right at the beginning of the Masechta, that you can't have such thick schach that the rain can't get through it. But we talk about if the minimum shear in the Mishnah is that it has to be roved seil, as we've said before on Daf Beis, and that it can be thick, even as thick as a house. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah, Afal pi she'ein kochavim nirim mitocha k'sheira. Even though you can't see the stars through the schach, it's still kosher. Then on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara has a machlokas, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, what if you can't see the sun through the schach? So there, Beis Shammai says, well, if you can't see the stars, that's one thing, but if you can't see the sun, then it's possible. And Beis Hillel says, nal b'dieved, even that is kosher. Now, this is a thing we learn when we're young, that you're supposed to be able to see the stars through the schach. But it's not necessarily so. That you have to be able to see the stars through the schach. The Beis Yosef discusses this issue, and the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Aleph says that he claims that really it's the same thing. That when it says you have to be able to see the stars, it means what star? The sun. The sun is one of the stars as well, and the same shear that exists for sunlight also exists for seeing the stars. So you should be able to see both. And but obviously the Bavli doesn't seem to agree with that. So what could be a source for the Beis Yosef? So the Rush, and I assume other Rishonim, to quote this Yerushalmi, where there's a machlokes in terms of what does it mean you can't see the stars. So the Rush here quotes, it's in Yerushalmi, Halacha Gimel, Perek Beis, Hada Amrit Tzrichan HaKochavim Nir Mitocha, that which you said, that you have to be able to see the stars through it, Rabbi Levi Omer, B'koch V'chamashanu. He's talking about sun rays, not talking about starlight, it's talking about sunlight. You have to be able to see the sunlight through the schach. But you should be able to see the sun, even though Beis Hillel says it's still kosher, but you should really be able to see the sun rays coming through. So Reb Levi suggests that the stars and the sun are in fact the same thing. So the Beis Yosef's source is the Chora, this Yerushalmi. And he says that we assume that sunlight and starlight are exactly the same thing. However, if you look in the Karban Nisanel on the bottom of this Rush, it's in Os Chaf, so he doesn't understand where the Beis Yosef is coming from. He says, Tema im Kain, if the Beis Yosef claims that they're both the exact same thing, sunlight and the starlight, so he says, B'mai hayu mechulakin Reb Levi im hada amrit. Well, so what's Reb Levi arguing against the original opinion that's mentioned? He says the Rush quotes the Yerushalmi. He doesn't say who's right, the Bavli or the Yerushalmi. Right? So he says, therefore, you see that you're supposed to try to accomplish both, try to accomplish the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. What does that mean? You should try to keep the schach light enough that you can see the stars at night. And b'di'eved, it's good enough, even if you can't see the sunlight coming through. So this is considered, I think, the standard psak in this area, like the Karban Nisanel over here, and he quotes the Bach, who accepts this, even though the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really care that much about seeing the stars. So it's a little ironic that one of the halachos that we treat with such chashivas, that we teach it already to the little kids, is that you're supposed to be able to see the stars through the sukkah. But Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is not so excited about having to see the stars through the sukkah. He says, yeah, as long as you can see the sunlight, it's good enough. It sounds like that's what he's holding, like the Yerushalmi. However, the Karban Nisanel, who's obviously much more meshubit to the opinions of the Rush, says the Rush quotes both opinions. So obviously the Rush's shita is that you're trying to accomplish everything. During the night and during the day, you should have the schach be light enough that you can actually see the stars. And the sunlight as well, and that way you can be yotzei l'chol adeus, try to see the stars. Now, just as a note, a lot of times when you think you can't see the stars, it's only because there's a light on in the sukkah, and there's no light on outside the sukkah, and therefore you think you can't see the schach. If you shut the lights in the sukkah and you look up at the stars, or you're trying to sleep in the sukkah, or something like that, you look through the schach. A lot of times, even if you think you can't see the stars, you really can't see them.